No evidence has linked climate change with specific floods, droughts, or storms until now. A new report released by British and American climate agencies analyzes a dozen extreme weather events by teams of scientists around the globe. Thomas Carl is director of the NOAA National Climatic Data Center.
What they find is about half of the events, the analyses reveal compelling evidence that human-caused change was a factor contributing to the extreme event.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and Britain's Met Office Hadley Center edited the report. Co-editor and NOAA scientist Thomas Peterson says natural weather patterns and human-induced climate change are factors in the intensity and evolution of events. He says while last year's spring and summer heat waves in the United States are attributed to normal atmospheric dynamics, climate scientists found that's not the entire story.
They estimated that human-caused climate change contributed about one-third of the magnitude of that warmth. Or in terms of risk, greenhouse warming had already made very large seasonal departures from normal, like the temperatures in the spring in the eastern U.S., about 12 times more likely to occur.
The report also blamed human-caused climate change for the warmer ocean and atmosphere that drove the loss of sea ice in the Arctic. But NOAA's Thomas Carl says that was not the case with Hurricane Sandy, the devastating storm that hit New Jersey and New York last October. While it was a rare event, Carl says it might have occurred anyway.
But what the analysis is saying, with the added increase of sea level, that just makes that kind of event incrementally worse. And so a number of these events, that's the kind of result we're seeing. However, in some of these other events, you know, we couldn't detect a human influence.
High rainfall in Britain, the United States, China, and Japan were mainly due to natural variability. While the report detected a warming climate connection in precipitation in Australia and New Zealand. It's not an exact science, Carl says.
However, we are making great strides in our ability to understand these events. We attribute this to increased computational resource, improved quality of data sets. With these tools, we continue to gain more insights into the many factors that affect both the frequency intensity as well as the spatial and temporal patterns of the extreme events.
And Carl adds the more accurate information collected by climate scientists can help policymakers and the public better understand and manage the impact of climate change. The report is published in the Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society and includes the work of 78 scientists from 11 countries. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.